you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Everywhere, it's United States Savings Bonds for real financial security.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Murphy introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in Chicago and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. For 14 years now, the radio homes of the nation have awakened each weekday morning to the happy thought that they can always start the day off right if they just tune in radio's outstanding morning show, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil. Now, we would have considered ourselves fortunate indeed if we could have obtained Don's services to act as guest star on one of these programs, so we got in touch with him and asked him if he'd appear. Not only did he say yes, he brought his entire gang with him. And here is your toastmaster of the Breakfast Club, Don McNeil.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to ya. We woke up bright and early just a how to do ya.
So Breakfast Club, let's keep on smiling out there.
Yes, sir. We have the whole Breakfast Club gang here, and we're very, very happy to do this stand for U.S. savings bonds this morning. I want to ask this lady here in our Breakfast Club audience. Your name is...
Claire Bannister.
From?
Texas. College Station, Texas.
From College Station, uh-huh. Texas. What do you intend to do with your treasury bonds when they come due?
Well, I tell you, I've already gotten a good scheme for doing something about that. You see, down in Texas, it's a great big area down there to cover, and you need a car. Uh-huh. So I borrowed some money from my daddy to buy a car, and then I'm buying bonds and giving him the bonds at face value, although I give him the bonds at maturity value, and I just pay the face value for them. Of course, you have to have an amiable daddy to do that.
Yes, but it works out nice, and you're going to have a nice car to whiz across those Texas prairies.
Don, you forgot one thing.
What's that, Sam?
You said Don McNeil, the whole Breakfast Club gang is here.
Yes.
You forgot to call roll, so
yeah,
Jack and I'll do it for you.
We'll do it.
Here roll.
All right, that'll do. That'll take care of that. Let's have Eddie Ballantyne, the boys, open with Exactly Like You. Eddie, if you please. We thought it was over in the middle. We kind of hoped. We all applauded there, but you went on.
You can always tell when we finish because I fall in a heap.
Thank you, Eddie, for doing so. I want to ask a man what he's doing about U.S. savings bonds. What's your name, sir?
My name is Romeo LaChapelle.
Romeo? Well, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Where are you from?
Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
Nice to see you, sir. Romeo, have you got any bonds?
I have, sir.
What are you doing with them?
Well, I'm saving them for my children when they go to school. The future belongs to the child, and the child belongs to God. So I'm saving so the children will be able to go to the boys to the University of Notre Dame, and the girls will decide what they'd like to do.
Well, now, I think you've got their future very well planned, don't you, gang? That's very nice, sir. Fine. Good for you. Now, Well, I'll tell you what here. I don't know about the future, but I can tell you about the present. It's Patsy Lee singing Only a Paper Moon for us.
It's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed.
I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to cement the bonds of friendship here among our Breakfast Clubbers by sending our emissary of goodwill, Jack Owens, through the Breakfast Club audience to sing very closely to some of these ladies. Put your little head on my shoulders. Jack, if you please.
Put your little head on my shoulder. Be my little clinging vine. I'll steal a kiss or two. That's what I love to do. When your lips are close to mine. Seems to me the night's getting colder. Maybe there's a storm in view. So put your little head on my shoulder, and I'll wrap my heart around you. Put your little head on my shoulder, be my little clinging vine. I'll steal a kiss or two, that's what I love to do. When your lips are close to mine, seems to me the night's getting colder. Maybe there's a storm in view. So put your little head on my shoulder, and I'll wrap my heart around you.
Well, that does it. And now, just for a change of pace, here's memory time around the breakfast table. And a little timely thought for all Americans. Just the little conversations I have had with a couple of these breakfast clubbers. I'm sure that the reason most people are buying bonds is to do something about a home for the future. And I know three things must always be to keep a nation strong and free. One is a hearthstone, bright and dear, with busy, happy loved ones near. One is a ready heart and hand to love and serve and keep the land. And one is a worn and beaten way to where the people go to pray. Now, so long as these are kept alive, nation and people will survive. So God keep them always, everywhere. The home, the heart, and the place of prayer. You know, it's very easy. The government's made it very easy for you to buy these savings bonds where you work and where you bank. That makes two easy automatic ways of buying U.S. savings bonds, where you work through the payroll savings plan and where you bank through the bond a month plan. So you can ask for details where you work or where you bank.
I could make it stronger.
All right, do it.
I've written the poetry.
Oh.
If you like the Breakfast Club of Dons, you ought to buy some savings bonds. They're good for brunettes, they're good for blondes, or any children, women, or mons.
Oh, brother.
Like that?
You've made it strong, all
yes,
right.
I did.
Yes, I got the order from here. But I think he's got the idea, nevertheless. Little Girl Scout here named,
Joan Bradford.
From,
West Chicago.
Well, Joan, you've heard of savings bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Have your folks got them?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they have plans for you and mine when you grow up, too. What are your plans for yourself?
I don't know. Get married.
Oh, well, yeah. You see, she looks far ahead into the future. Let's see, here's a girl a little older. And let's find out what your name is.
Lois Hallam.
From?
Lombard, Illinois.
Lois, what about you and bonds?
Well, right now I'm saving them for a home, but I'm going to start college, and if I ever need any ready cash, that'll be right handy.
Well, I think you do a very, very excellent job. These people do the most wonderful job in the world in talking about savings bonds because they've all got them and they know what they're talking about. Well, it's been wonderful having our Breakfast Club gang visit these few moments with you. And now, unfortunately, time has done its little duty, and it's last call to breakfast. And so, Breakfast Clubbers, till we meet again, this is your Toastmaster Don McNeil saying so long and be good to yourself.
This is Bob Murphy signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented each week by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Thank you, Don McNeil, and thank you, Breakfast Clubbers. It was a swell show. And now, until next time, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a good buy. Goodbye, that is.